Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3.
Hey, it's Sarah and Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at RadioAlice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Oh. Thank goodness it's Monday. Oh, whew. Thought I'd never get here. How is everybody? Everybody make it through the weekend okay?
Did you hear
Great.
My alarm? Hello?
Hello, darling. Hi.
Is this on? Wait, hold on.
Well, you're on, but I don't see you on Zoom. I just assumed. I saw you earlier, I thought. But I'm not sure.
Did you hear the alarm go off on my phone?
No.
I did not.
Oh, boy.
I did All not.
Right. You know, I can't hear my own level, but I hear you guys and the music loud. What did I do?
And you turned down a master volume on your side or your own feed to you or something.
Hold on.
Okay.
Nice.
We'll figure it out.
Good troubleshooting.
Thank you. Thanks. Bryn, I know because that happened to me one time. I'm like, I can hear you guys, but I can't hear me. It's just it was the one to the furthest on the right, if that makes any difference to you, Vinny. I was looking at Instagram a couple minutes ago, and Vinny's wife, it looks like there's sort of like a little mini credenza in their office / studio / playroom where the kids are going to go to school. And it looked like there was a little mic down on a low credenza. I was like, oh, is the Vinny Family podcast going to happen pretty soon? That Isla's itching to be a star. And I'm itching to have her be one.
I think Vinny's troubleshooting right now.
Yeah, I can't see. Oh man, this is terrible. I can't hear myself.
Well, you sound great in case you're wondering.
I know, but here's the problem. Because I can't hear myself, I'll just talk louder.
Yeah.
And that will ultimately sound terrible through everybody's speakers.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'll try to manage it for right now. So,
I have a suggestion. Mm-hmm. Why don't we play a couple songs and then you get your phone out and FaceTime Bryn and he'll show you what's wrong. Would that work?
You know, the worst part is I was trying to tell you, I don't know what I did to set off the alarm on my phone, but I barely caught it before it called the police.
Oh. I think it's like a rapid tap of your power button a few times. Usually it does that.
Yeah.
And then, yeah.
That just happened as I was trying to get it on its little tripod.
As you slide it in.
Holy crap.
It'll squish it down.
Gave me a freaking heart attack. Oh. Okay, where's my Zoom meeting? Let me just get hooked
up. Let's get on the Zoom meeting.
Sorry.
And don't be.
Don't be.
It's Monday, for God's sake. Besides, no one dies. It's radio.
That's what this first break is for.
That's
I know,
right.
But I was
shake it out.
I was up at 4. I've been around. This isn't new.
He's ready.
I'm ready. All right, I'm coming through on the call over the internet.
I see Bryn.
We hear you.
Oh, wait.
That's it. Let me mute him. Hold on. Sorry about that.
There we go.
There you go.
Oh, I was like, I hear myself. This is great.
Yeah. All right. So you're hearing yourself over the Zoom, I guess.
So everything's good.
Right. No, he can't hear himself.
No, I still can't hear myself.
Oh.
And now I think it's. Oh, there we go.
You got me now? At least you can see me, right?
We have you. We can see you.
All right.
God, you're handsome. I could look at you all
day. Oh, thank you so much.
Just.
So what you were just referencing is that, yes, this particular office I'm currently in, which is my wife's office, will also be the classroom coming in August or whenever school starts.
Right.
So, yeah, she's did a little decorating, apparently, because she feels like this room's going to get a lot of use.
Yeah, it's going to be a bit. It's the multi-purpose room, you know.
So I'll do the show, and then I'll get the hell out, and then they'll come in and spend the afternoon or the rest of the day in here. Oh,
what time does school start? I would think school would be starting.
It will. They'll have to do. They'll have to do it out there for the beginning of it, just like she does her early morning stuff with the kids. At the kitchen table.
Because you can't do it in here.
Right. Because I'm in here. Yeah. You know, making noise.
I actually wonder if long term this is going to work out if you don't have to commute to your apartment every day. You know what I mean? Like if you were set up there and you'd go to work. Or she could commute. Well, I guess that wouldn't make sense because of kids. But you know what I mean?
Oh, those kids.
I know, those freaking kids.
Ruin everything.
Well... It would be great to get daycare back, but that's not happening anytime soon.
Yeah.
This is our life. And actually, believe me, we both got negative tests come back, you know, going into the weekend. And we're just so grateful. And so, like, it was a cool weekend just to be like, oh, we're okay. Yeah.
Dodge the bullet.
And we're good.
Yeah.
So,
John and I are back in total lockdown. Now, there's a family. I told you, the family down the street. Apparently the wife is incredibly sick.
Oh, boy.
They're right down there, like, I don't know, 10 doors down. And we found out about another family that we know fairly well who also have it. And we hadn't seen either of them, thankfully, in you know, since before the lockdown. But I'm like, you know what? It's so out there. I'm just not, like, the only time we leave is to emergencies, to get groceries. We've gone back into full lockdown mode.
Good.
Yeah, and it's, you know, I mean, I think everybody had been kind of, you know, we talk about caution fatigue, which I think is an absolutely real phenomenon. It just, now it has a name.
It's the word of the year, for
it's
sure.
It's just, it's unbelievable. But it's, you know, we'd all sort of been like, look, nobody's into this. It sucks to not see your friends and family, and even if you do see them, to not be able to get anywhere near them or hug them. And so we had widened our little bubble, and we had a few people that we knew had been cautious in the lockdown, and we were seeing them, you know, on a weekend with masks until a couple drinks happened, and then everything just relaxed.
Right.
Because that's how things work. And we stopped that, too. It was a bummer. Like, I didn't set foot out of this house, except, I went out the back door a few times. You know,
the
into
old
my yard.
Back door. Where's
the old back door? Hot.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's right. I walked out my back door multiple times.
Did John use the back door, too?
John, yeah. I mean, that's the main door in this house. Hate to say it, even the kids use the back door. I mean,
oh, wow.
That's how you get out
what
back.
The
that's
hell?
You're talking about your back door, so the kids use Sarah's back door, too?
That's right.
Ew, yeah. You just
here
ruined the whole
here
damn
Casa
thing.
Here at Casa
Clarke.
Yeah. So, thanks for making it awkward. You know,
that was
we
all
made
you, Sarah.
It awkward.
That wasn't me. I said I didn't go out of the house except by the back door, and you guys
right,
went crazy because
exactly.
that is right. Not sexy. It's a door at a house.
Yeah, it's your back
that
door
that leads to the backyard.
Right.
Oh my god.
Oh yeah.
Whatever. Whatever. Whatever.
All right. Well, anyway.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of drinks, because you were just saying, so once the drinks happened, the mask loosened up, you guys were pretty hot on this Mosley happy hour. How'd that go?
It went
slash
great.
Test.
It was just a test, really. It was, but Hooman is, you know, he gets a hold of something. He's like a pit bull. He just grabs it and shakes it, and it has to become this, he works it into this thing that he has figured out.
What are you talking about? The happy hour?
Yeah, he was all excited about the happy hour, first of all. So that was happening. Like, he was on the phone with us a half hour before we were supposed to start going, come on, you guys, get it up, get started up. So Brent's like, well, I'm trying to figure this out, and I'm going to try and make it happen. And
you guys, let me just say, I've thought about him a couple times. You know, he's not wrong back in the day when he used to say, oh, the joys of home ownership.
Yeah.
And he would just make us all feel like total jerks. You know, here we are with these homes.
Hey, right. Yeah.
What kind of stupid ass pay, you know?
The joys of marriage, the joys of home ownership.
Let me tell you something. The joys of a studio during a pandemic must be short. That's a short list of joys of a studio. Yeah. Like, he's got to be climbing up the walls or completely out of his house and not being careful.
I don't think he is being careful. I mean, he's still posting stuff. I mean, I don't know. Look, when I see him, he does have a mask on. He's, you know.
For the happy hour, he was at his mom's.
Yeah, that is true.
He's been kind of living at his mom's
because, you know, she's alone and he's alone.
They're both alone.
They've got each other, so.
That makes more sense because that studio is really tiny. And to be stuck in there for up to the length of time we've been in-house? Ay, ay, ay.
Yeah, his studio apartment is, it is. It's like a one-car garage with a bathroom on it. You know, it's small.
Yeah. It's nice to have a yard
to
get some air, you know?
Yeah,
it's
great.
Use that back door.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, it's me. Yeah, I'm feeling that.
Yeah, I know. I use the back door, too. I mean, it's really nice to get some air. Get out
there. It's like Grandma always said, you gotta let air get to those things. You know.
Utilize that back door.
Why you keep bringing up weird things like grandmas and kids?
Grandma.
Every time the subject gets cool, you ruin it.
It's not cool. I don't know who said that was cool. Anyway. So Hooman was all hot on this happy hour. And it was really fun. But Bryn and I were the only ones drinking. Everyone else was like, it's too early. I don't drink. So we had fun, but Hooman was, he was on a vendetta. I don't know what you call it. He was on a mission to get, the Johnny Mosley Pod Instagram account to 1,000 followers. Cause it's been languishing in the 800s for quite some time. So he posted about it all weekend. I'm like, oh, way to go, Hooman. Keep
Did it happen?
No.
Oh, all right.
We're not there, but we're certainly a lot closer than we were. Hold on a second. Let me see where he's at right now. I want to say it was like 950. So close, but no cigar. 966. So
boy,
I know.
Likes are hard to come by over there.
They are. Well, I will say one thing. You know, there's not a lot of posts. It's not going to clutter up your feed. Let's put it that way.
Oh, there you go.
Generally speaking, once a week on a Monday when we record the thing, we'll put up a picture. But I guess that because Bryn is, I'm telling you, I'm going to say something right now. Bryn is a genius.
Like, agreed.
Oh, thanks.
He has come up with, like, in isolation in that studio, because I Zoom with him on the regular. You know, we just, like, I'll be sitting here and he's like, what are you doing, Ma? I'm like, nothing, bro. Pa, I don't know what to call you, son. So we'll just sit there, I mean, like, for hours. And he'll be like, oh, I gotta, hold on, I'll be back a little while. I gotta go do it. And I'm like, you know, it's just on. And he has come up with all of these ways. Like, I know that this won't matter much to, like, the average person who's out there and goes on Zoom calls and stuff. But Bryn has figured out a way to take Zoom to, first of all, really improve Zoom audio, and then to take that and broadcast it live on not just one Instagram account, but two at the same damn time, at the same, like, and then rearrange the boxes in the Zoom. I mean, honest to God, it doesn't matter to anyone except for, I'm blown away by what he's done. And then
thanks,
he's got, it's true. And I don't think that people realize how hard some of the stuff he's doing is, and because people just go, oh yeah, of course, oh yeah, no, that makes sense, yeah, that seems like something that could be done, oh really, do it then. Because Bryn has somehow figured this whole thing out. So anyway, I just, you know, basically, I guess because there's nothing exciting going on in anybody's life, I'm all excited about, you know, Bryn's technological advances that he's made during this whole thing. Like, wow!
Well, that's
I'm
good.
Amazed by something.
That's yeah, great. Well,
it's cool. I discovered how to do a couple things. So now we're on Instagram Live. For now, it's on Brittany Boy. I consider this still kind of in the testing phase.
We're soon, on live right now?
Yes. But oh, soon I'm we'll go get check the,
that out. Oh, that whole cluster bleep was on. Oh, great.
Oh, that's I mean, fun. That's just
a
good
disaster.
Time.
And I still can't hear myself, but whatever.
Oh, are you serious?
Yeah. I'm telling you, my audio's out. I can hear you loudly because I turned everything up hoping it would bring me up. And now I still can't hear myself. I don't know what got touched, but I do know people come in this room, as you were mentioning when we started, there's an entire the whole corner's decorated.
Yes. Someone could have just thrown a washcloth on that thing.
I don't know. Yeah.
Something.
Let's throw in two songs for this break just so we can, you know, make sure we tackle that.
Let's do that. And actually, and to the 35 people who are watching right now, thank you so much. And,
thank you. By the way,
they're saying something is bad with the audio right now. There's noise behind everyone.
I adjusted it. You know, that's what I'm saying. It's still a test.
Yes. it's on the break. The audio is S is one of the quotes that just got posted.
Oh, boy.
So, yeah. So, look, hey, you know what you could do? Listen to the actual radio.
Let me test.
I don't know. It's fine. Now I'm just, this is ridiculous. I got to turn this off. I can't be looking at this because then I'm just going to be looking at it. Let's break
believe
now.
It or not, we're ready.
Yeah, no, I've been sitting here for 2 hours reading and
I
filing.
Have too.
And
we are ready.
You know, we are totally ready to do a show. It's just that sometimes life goes. Are you though? so let's break now. Oh my God, we're practically on time.
Yay.
And we'll play two songs, and then Bryn and Vinny can maybe work out the. You know, Vinny's feed situation. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We are ready, and we'll be right back.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.